Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, and the topic is Shomea Ka'ona, I hear you. Our Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches discusses the procedure of saying Hallel, which was done in the times of the Gemara. And while we generally recite Hallel the same way that we recite most Tfilos in Davening, where we have the tzibur say it quietly and then the chazan repeats it, the last part, and then we continue on. There are a couple of other practices that the Gemara mentions that we still have today. The one that I'm going to be speaking about is actually not one of our practices, and that's done at the end of the Hallel service. The Gemara tells us the following thing there: Hu omer baruch haba v'heim omrim b'shem Hashem, which is the chazan would say the words Baruch Haba. And instead of the tzibur repeating after him and saying the words Baruch Haba, the tzibur would just continue on with B'Shem Hashem, skipping those two words and not pronouncing them. Now, why would that be okay? So we see Mikan, from here we learn, the Shomea Ka'ona, the halacha, that this is a kiyum in the halacha of Shomea Ka'ona, which literally translate means the halachic status of one who hears a passage being recited is equivalent to that the one who recites it. Hearing it is equal to saying it. The Gemara tells us that such a practice is not only acceptable, but was implemented purposely at this juncture of Hallel to remind us that such a practice works. And again, this is one way that one is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Hallel if one does not know how to say the words. By just simply listening to somebody who's chayav or baruch yuva, you can be yotzei the mitzvah that way. Now the Gemara further addresses this point of Shomea Ka'ona and says that we want to know the source for such a practice and why is this allowed. Bo minei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba shoma v'lo ana mahu. Rechiya bar Abba asked, or they asked from Rechiya bar Abba, what happens if you heard something and didn't either answer amen or didn't repeat after it? So Amar lahu Chakik Maya v'Safraya v'Reishi Amma v'Darashaya Amru Shama v'Lo Ana Yatsa. We have many, many great Gedolim previous generations telling us that there's this concept of Shomea Ka'ona, that if you hear something and don't answer, and that by just listening intently with the intention of being yotze, you're yotze the mitzvah, even, and the mitzvah that has to do with hearing, of course, or speech, or hearing something, so you're yotze without even having to recite anything. Ismar nami, amar shum ben pazi, amar shum ben levi, mishum bar kapara, minayin l'shomea ka'ona. How do we know this halacha works? Dechsev, esad varim asher kara Yoshiyahu. Speaking about the story where Yoshiyahu was a young man, a young boy even, the teenager actually found a Sefer Torah and was on such a low level of learning, growing up with a father who was extremely wicked, excuse me, and he couldn't even read the Sefer Torah. So the Torah tells us, so the Navi tells us, it's a Devarim Asher Karo Yoshiyahu, these are the words that Yoshiyahu read them. But the Gemara asks, V'alo Yevichi Yoshiyahu Kron, V'alo Shafan Kron, Nechziv, V'aykor Ehu Shafan, Lifnei HaMelech, Shafan, the Sofer read it before Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu didn't read these words. Parenthetically, when Yoshiyahu heard the words of the Torah, he immediately changed his ways and brought about a gigantic tshuva movement, which was the last shining light until Churban HaBayis, and something we actually mention every year on Tisha B'Av during Kinos. But getting back to what we're talking about over here, the Navi tells us that Shafan read it, and yet there's another pasuk which is telling us that Yoshiyahu got credit for reading it. So how is it possible that if Shafan is doing the reading, then how is it that Yoshiyahu is getting credit? So it says, Ela mikam l'shomea ke'ona. So rather we see over here that listening is as good as saying it. Now Soloveitchik gets the following question in the Rishimo Sirim. The Rav wants to know the following. He goes, Kasha, this is difficult. And what's the difficulty that the Rav has? Hari Mishnayos Mufuroshos Bekriyas HaMegillah V'Tkiyas Shofar Ki Shomei Ka'ona. There already are Mishnayos in Meseches Rosh Hashanah and Meseches Megillah speaking about Shomei Ka'ona V'Chiyah Mechui B'Dover Motzi Es Chaveru, and also that somebody else could be Motzi another person. For example, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us Mishaya over acharei beis haknesses or shia beis asamach lebeis haknesses. If somebody was passing a shul or his house was near the shul, v'shama calls shofar megillah, and he hears the sound of a shofar megillah, im kiven libo yotza, v'im lav lo yotza. If you have intent to be yotze, he's yotze. So we have the halacha of shomea ke'one already, and we also have the fact that somebody can be moti somebody else. As a kol k'sheri likros as megillah. That anybody who's obligated could be moti somebody. So what is the whole question that the Gemara is asking us over here if Shomei Ka'ona works? So the Rav explains there's a difference between Halil and Kriyas HaTorah and Shofar Megillah. The latter two, Megillah and Shofar, have an element of Shmiah in it. By Shofar, we recite the bracha of L'shmo Kol Shofar. And as Rav Chaim explains, while we have an element of Tekiyah Shofar to blow the Shofar, Rav Chaim says that tekios, the actual blowing itself, is not the main part of the mitzvah. It's a kiyum, it's a hechatimtza to get to the actual, it's a maisa mitzvah, it's an action to get to the actual kiyum or fulfillment of the mitzvah by listening. The real mitzvah is listening to the shofar. And the Rav also quotes the Bahag, who explains, the reason why a woman cannot be motzi a man in Kriyas Megillah is because a woman has an obligation of listening, while men have an obligation of Kriya. Now, without getting into the technical differences between the two regarding Purim, it's clear that an element of Shemiya exists by Kriyas HaMegillah. However, there is no such element of Shemiya when it comes to either Kriyas HaTorah, which is where the Gemara brought its proof from, and Kriyas HaHalo. Therefore, the Gemara wanted to know if there is a source we can apply the principle of Shemiya Ka'ona by a case where the mitzvah is exclusively Kriya and not Shemiya. And that's why the Gemara has our question, and that's why the Gemara brings the case from Yoshiyahu. Regarding the ramifications of Shomei Ka'ona, we look at the Rashi of Baruch Haba, and Rashi tells us the following application of this halacha. Rashi says, Mikan nilmod, l'she'enu yodea likros v'lolanos, im shama v'kivin libo l'shmoa. Somebody doesn't know how to read or to answer. If he listened and intended to fulfill his obligation by listening, afa pi shelo ana yotza. Even if he didn't answer anything, he's yotze. And here's where the application comes in. V'chein l'mispalin b'tzibur v'shliach tzibur omer kaddish o yehi shmei rabba b'tfilasam. Let's say a person is davening Shmona Esrei and the chazan is up to kaddish. Or your kedusha, and he hears yehi shmei rabba. So what does Rashi say to do? Yishtiku b'tfilasam. They should stop davening, sit quietly, stand quietly. V'yishme'u b'kavana. And they'll be listening and intending to be yotze kedusha or kaddish. It's like they're answering it. And when Kiddush is over, you continue davening. So meaning, let's say a person is in the middle of Shema Kolenu, and the shul is up to Kiddush. So you do Shema Kolenu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chus Rechem Aleinu. He hears Nakadish, he stops. Has in mind that he should be, as if he's saying Kiddusha. And then when Kiddush is here, he hears Yimloch Hashem Yimloch. Then he continues on. And it says, and that is how it was established over there. So Tosus comes and asks the Kasha and says, how is this possible? The Gemara in Brachos tells us, following case, if somebody is davening and comes into shul and he hears the tzibur davening, we make the following assessment. If you can reach Kedusha by the time you finish, fine. If not, you don't start. You wait till the tzibur davens Kedusha. You say Kedusha, and then you daven. You sacrifice tefillas tzibur for the midst of saying Kedusha. And Tosfos wants to know, if this was the case, the way Rashi says, if lamli kulehai, he's palo kedarko, legiya sham yishtok. Then you should just sit quietly. What is the whole issue that comes up over here? So rather, Tosfos tells us, rather, if you were standing quietly and listening to Kedusha, that would constitute a hefsek. And because of that, And because of that, that's why we have to go ahead and stop. So we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. When a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan starts Chazor Shashatz and gets to Kedusha, Rashi says you stop and listen and continue, while Tosfos says you go on with your davening. What exactly is a machlokas? So many Achronim explain the machlokas is based on how you understand Shomei Ka'oneh. Do we say that it means as if you are Oneh? In other words, by listening to somebody performing the mitzvah, it's as if you did the mitzvah? Or does it mean that by listening, we view it as if you were actually answering or saying the words you're listening to? Yeah. This can explain the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Shomei Ka'oneh works the first way. You get credit for performing the mitzvah by listening. Shomea is as if you are Oneh. However, it's not that you actually are saying the words. Therefore, there's no problem if you stop and listen to the Chazan when he recites Kedusha. According to Tosos, however, we view Shomea Ka'onim as if you are actually saying the words themselves. How can then a person stop in the middle of Shemon Esri and listen to Kedusha and say Kedusha? Listen to Kedusha quietly. It will be the equivalent of him saying the words of Kedusha during Shemon Esri, which is not allowed. Rather, we tell him to keep davening and miss Kedusha in favor of completing Shemon Esri that he's involved with. And if you're faced with the choice of picking the two, Tosos would say, you pick Kedusha over to Shemona Esrei. Now, there happened to be another additional lafkaminas that are brought down in this halacha. There's one brought down by Rav Shlomo Kluger who says, let's say a person listens to words of Torah and had not yet made the Birchas HaTorah. So we would say it's the same exact hakira. Meaning, if you're going to be saying Shomeh Ka'oneh, so according to Tosos, that if you're actually saying the words, you would have to recite Birchas HaTorah before listening to words of Torah. According to Rashi, you wouldn't have to go ahead and actually recite those words, but rather, you can be, you can listen, and then recite the Berachos HaTorah later. One further nafkamina would be having to do with Nedarim, throwing a bittern from Daf Yomi. A case is brought down where a person, Barabba, made a neder in a public setting, and a person was there felt that he wanted to be part of it. He listened intently, but did not answer amen to the words of the neder. We know when it comes to Nedarim, it's one of the halachos that's dependent on haflar or hafrasha dibur. As a pasuk says, levate b'sfasayim, pronounce it with your words. Here you listened but didn't answer amen, which would be a clear verbal acceptance of the conditions of the neder. The question is just by listening to the neder equivalent to or verbal acceptance? The Ravid says the neder is chal, and the Ramban says the neder is not chal. The Tzlach says this is exactly the same machlokas that we said above. Does Shomei Ka'oneh mean you're actually expressing the idea? Or does it mean that the person is helping you fulfill your obligation? So we see that this concept of Shomei Ka'oneh is one that really is overarching. There are many, many other nafkaminas that we have there. And just to keep in mind the practical things, we do paskin like Rashi in terms of Kedusha, that if you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when they get to Kedusha, you do stay quietly. But it's important just to realize that, again, understanding a Talmudic concept, understanding a halachic principle, really has effects on the way that the halacha transforms itself into many, many different situations. Kol tov, have a wonderful day.